Hey, love. What are you looking in the mirror so intently for? And what's with the frown? Yes, I know summer is approaching. How does that? Oh, wait. Are you worried about the weather getting warmer and having to show off your body more? Is that what this is about? Oh, baby. Come, turn around. You don't have anything to worry about. Your body is absolutely amazing. If you're worried that you're too big to wear shorts or your swimsuit or whatever, then you don't have to worry about that. You look completely perfect the way you are. People would be blessed to see you like that. I know I am, and I see you like this every day. I want you to wear whatever you want, whatever you feel most comfortable in, regardless of your size. Do you know why? Because you'll look fucking hot, and everyone will be looking at you, and I get to be like, that's my baby, and they can look all they want. But I'm the only one who gets to kiss you, gets to touch. Gets to feel your body against mine. There isn't a single thing I would change about your body. You are beautiful the way you are. In fact, I want you to do something for me. Can you repeat a simple phrase after me? Good. I want you to look in the mirror and say, I am. Perfect. I'll say it with you the first few times, okay? Just to help get you started. Ready? I am perfect. Amazing! I know, that was really, really hard. But we're going to do it again, okay? Maybe it's not as hard when someone is saying it with you, hopefully. Ready? I am perfect. You're doing so good. One more time. Ready? I am perfect. That's right. Your body is perfect. Your body is amazing. It's sexy and beautiful, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with it. There is nothing wrong with your arms or your shoulders or your stomach or thighs or whatever you were just focusing so intensely on. You look good, honestly. And I'm not just saying that because I'm your girlfriend and I love you and I have to. Because I don't have to say it. I genuinely think it. From the bottom of my heart, I think your body is fucking sexy. Look at me. Do I look like I'm lying? No, of course not, because I wouldn't lie to you. The simple fact of the matter is that if I didn't find you hot, we wouldn't be dating each other. So obviously, since I am here with you in my arms, kissing you, complimenting you, talking about how lucky I am to have you and how sexy you are to me. That means I find you hot. And if I find you hot, that means that there are other people who find you hot, exactly like this. Regardless of your shape or size, your body is sexy to me, the exact way it is. If you want to lose weight for yourself, that's fine. And I support you. But don't do it for anyone else and only do it in a healthy way. Understand? But between you and me, I don't think you need to lose a single pound. Your soft belly and jiggly thighs and soft arms, they're some of my favorite things about you. love you and your body just the way you are. You don't need to change a single thing. And please, 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 stop comparing your body to other people's bodies. No two bodies are the same. And you being attractive and someone else being attractive does not take away from how hot you are. You both can be hot at the same time. It's allowed. The same goes with looking at photos online or in ads. You know, logically, it's all Photoshop. It's all Facetune. It's all filters. No one looks like that in real life. No one is that perfect. No one has flawless skin like that. It's literally impossible. All it does is stress you out and make you feel like less than a person. No one gets to make you feel like that, not even yourself. I think it is still considered bullying, even if it is you that are saying mean things to yourself. I know. I can't make the negative thoughts go away completely. I know I won't be able to get you to stop comparing your body to others. But that doesn't mean I can't help lessen the burden. I can be your personal hype man, constantly telling you how hot you are to me, and how amazing you look, and how much I love you. The people on the street are lucky enough to even glimpse at whatever you are showing for the day. There is no such thing as a summer body. It's just a stupid ploy made by the fashion industry to make you feel bad so they can profit off of it. Do you really want to give more money to the rich? Whatever happened to eat the rich? Sadly, looking in the mirror and only seeing things you perceive as ugly or flaws, it's kind of part of being human. Everyone does it. I was literally doing it earlier today. But the thing is, and you have to keep this in mind, what you deem unattractive or a flaw or whatever is something that someone else, in this current situation, me, finds very attractive. You are your own harshest critic. Your stomach rolls? Cute. Adorable. I love them, and it means you're eating, and that's fantastic. Your thighs spread out when you sit or jiggle when you walk? Awesome. Thick thighs save lives. I'll be thinking about the last time I ran my hand along them. Or how good they look in whatever bottoms you are wearing, not, ew, they jiggle. Everyone's thighs jiggle, even a little bit. It's natural. You think your shoulders look too big, or your arms look huge, or whatever, in the shirt you're wearing? I'm thinking about how many times I can accidentally brush up against you just to feel your skin on my skin. Do you understand what I'm getting at? I'm getting at that I love your body, and I love you. At the end of the day, there's no such thing as the perfect summer body or getting summer body ready. Your body, right now, it's already summer body ready. It's your body, it's already insanely hot, and you are ready for summer. I know I can't take away you comparing your body to others. I can't get rid of that damn voice in your head. But what I can do is shower you in compliments and affirmations of how much I find you attractive and how perfect you are for me, baby. And if for some reason I can't show you with my words, if that doesn't convince you, then I guess I'll just have to show you how much I love your body and how sexy I find you with my actions. Besides, Don't they say actions speak louder than words? I love how your lips taste when I pull you in for a kiss. How eagerly you respond, always willing to accept whatever I give you. You taste sweeter than ambrosia, and it makes me never want to have my lips leave your lips. I love how your cheek feels when I run the back of my hand along it, and you sometimes do that little shudder. It's so damn cute and sexy at the same time. Like, seriously, how do you manage to be so fucking adorable and so fucking sexy all the time? It's an absolute mystery to people, and I will eventually unravel it. But for now, I'm okay with just basking in your reactions. I love how your arms feel under my hands. If I grip them tight or loose and run my nails along them, they always mold exactly to my shape. It's like they know you belong to me. You are mine. And mine alone to worship right now. Your body eagerly accepts and takes whatever I give it. I love when we are kissing and I can feel your stomach against mine. It feels so intimate, so soft. It's just another area of exposed skin I'm lucky enough to have underneath me. So pliant, and all just for me. Everything about your body is attractive to me. And I am determined to make you understand that. Is someone getting turned on from all these compliments? I can see it with my eyes. You can't hide from me. Even your body knows what I'm saying is true. It enjoys being told how sexy you are and how much you turn me on. Your body loves to be worshipped by me, and worshipping all of you is very much fun. But let me between your legs. Let me make you see stars. I want to show you how you make me feel every second I'm with you. You taste so good. Come on, don't hide those pretty noises from me now. When I said I want to worship you, I want to hear how I'm making you feel. You don't want to disappoint me, do you? That's it, baby. So perfect. Such a sexy body. Delicious. Are you getting close, baby? I want you to come from my mouth. Ready? How do you taste on my lips? If you say anything less than perfect, I will have to go back down there and make you come over and over again until you're crying from overstimulation. So, think wisely. How do you taste on my lips, baby?